This is Spins Fully Charged Recharged.
Welcome to Spins Fully Charged
Recharged. Let's go.
Hello.
Hey. Oh my God.
I have two things to say.
Very good.
One, Fiona said I'm not special, and I refute that.
No, this is something I was listening to in a podcast yesterday. How does this sentence make you feel? You're just the same as everyone else.
Yeah, I like it.
Does it make you feel good, or does it
pretty
make
much
you feel
exactly
like,
how I was raised?
I don't want to be. Yeah, exactly. No one's looking at you. Mm. No one's looking at you. It's like, do you want to feel like, oh no, I want to be different from everyone else, or
yeah,
no,
but
it's good.
Different
I feel
in their
better.
Own ways, like everyone's yeah. obviously different in their own ways, but.
See, that makes, I have to be honest, that makes me feel like, oh, I don't want to be like everyone else.
No, I don't.
Do you know what I mean?
I kind of like it.
But it's good, yeah. So
I like knowing I'm like everyone else, because everything I go through, like say if I'm like anxious or depressed or whatever, I'm like, at least I know I'm not the only one. Not that I want other people to be going through it, but I'm more like, okay, this is normal to
feel
like this.
Yes, it makes you feel better.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And it also keeps you grounded.
Exactly.
Who wants to be grounded?
Not
I'm not
grounded.
There's nothing grounded about me.
What fidget spinner you have there?
This is a fidget spinner that my mate 3D printed for me.
It looks like it's from the Stone Age when they first discovered fidget spinners.
It's basically a 3D printed fidget spinner.
That's cool.
I love it.
Which I know is basically what you just said, and I described it as something I just thought of, but that is exactly what you said.
No,
it
I love
is a 3D printed fidget spinner. The other thing I wanted to say is that I've had awful cringe at myself for the past 24 hours because on the podcast yesterday I just told everyone I went for a shite, and I have not stopped thinking about it.
What?
I haven't stopped thinking about it.
Was that a character?
No. It was.
I
never shite.
Well, that's a worrying thing as well.
I can only apologise. It was crude. It was crass. You didn't need to know. It was TMI, and I am sorry.
Dave,
I hold my hand up.
Fiona sends photos of her poo to her friends.
Yeah.
That is weird.
We haven't done it in a while, but we did used to sometimes
have
a funny
like,
shape.
How you think, like, say for example.
Did I not have said that?
No, I love it. It's grand.
I've thought about that nonstop since I said it yesterday. And I was like, oh, everyone's going to think I'm a fucking weirdo because I poo.
Dave.
And then Fiona says something like she said today on the show about sending her friends pictures. And I'm like, I haven't thought about that since.
Exactly.
Yeah. And then also
you're
you
just
have to come
like
back.
Everybody
this
else.
Is a lovely well-rounded pod because Fiona did start saying, aren't you just the same as everyone else and everyone else poos too?
Everybody poos.
No, girls don't.
My dad used to say, do you ever think about how the Queen poos? I was like, what are you fucking talking about here? Where'd your loyalties lie?
Let's go! Fiona in the morning.
Good morning. How are you?
Hi.
Good morning.
How are we?
Thursday, Friday, Junior.
Friday, Junior.
There, guys.
Yeah, we're flying us. This week has flown in.
TG.
Do you think? I'm like, I can't believe it's only Thursday. I woke up today racking my brain going, what day is it? What day is it? What day is it? Tell me it's Friday.
Really?
Nope. Yeah.
And
I was off on Tuesday.
I feel like it's even more satisfying because it's January, you're like, that's another week done.
Yeah, you know? Exactly.
When we come back on Monday, sure, it's only a few
days. We're halfway through Jan.
And you know what? Dry January shouldn't keep going until the 31st. I think it should be until you get paid.
Yeah, it's way too long a month. I completely agree. Give it up when you get paid.
I was listening to Young Hot Guys and Shane Dan Byrne was like, by the way, if you find dry January difficult, you have a problem. And I was just like, shut up, Shane.
That's so, like, final. That's such a
shut up.
I don't need to hear that. Right, I just wind down and enjoy myself. I've been completely losing the run of myself with the priority seating on the bus. I'm, like, going for it every time now. Once I did it for a treat because I was like, oh, I'm just tired.
If you don't know, Fiona is heavily pregnant.
Yes, I am. So I am.
Oh, she's finally reached the cusp of
heavily. I am allowed to sit there, but it's like it just feels so wrong.
It's yeah.
Like when I
feel so elitist.
Yeah, and every stop that we go to, I'm like, who's gonna get on, and is it gonna be someone that I should technically stand up for? But like, I just do. We have the jacket wide open, pushing out
you
the belly.
You have
to
the bits. Baby on board badge. Yeah.
No, we don't have them here.
Stick that on our arse.
Do we?
Them. The TFI do them. I'm gonna order you one.
No, I can't. Now. I don't like badges. Sorry,
you should start wearing that as a bumper sticker just everywhere you
wear
go.
It on my arse.
Baby on board. Yeah.
Okay, I do that.
It spins fully charged, recharged.
I would like to talk to you about a Portuguese priest that I came across online last night and was like, where has this man been all my life? Because he has...
I imagine Portugal.
But I mean, even his social media presence. He has over 2 million followers and I'd never heard of him. So if you're aware and I'm late to the party, soz. His name is Padre Gilherme.
Beautiful pronunciation.
Thank you very much. He is, you know, a standard priest giving sermons in the church throughout the day.
As you do.
As you do. But then by night, and this kicked off a few years ago, he DJs, right? And he kicked this off as a means for funding for parish debts at the time.
Oh.
But he DJs and you think, like, does he bring some sort of religious element to a set? Not necessarily, apart from there might be some, like, projections of the cross and stuff.
I know there might
apart from the obvious.
Be an odd cross.
I mean more so
wall.
In the set, like, in terms of the music. But it's kind of cool. And I didn't think I'd say that because I've just spent the morning watching his videos of his sets and they're massive venues. Like, think of the likes of Ibiza Rocks or what's that massive one in Ibiza? Anyone come to me?
Pasha.
Ushuaia.
Ushuaia. Yeah. It's that kind of environment, but he would DJ kind of across Mexico a lot.
Oh my God.
Even in Beirut last week. Yeah, mad. But he sees electronic music as like a modern instrument, should I say, to praise God.
On the Old Testament, the psalm asks us to praise the Lord with all instruments. So now we have this new instrument that came, that is electronic music.
I honestly think, you know, we've got two Calvin Harris gigs to look forward to this summer. From what I've just watched online this morning, this guy's gigs will be better. Padre for Marley, yeah. He performed initially, as we say, fundraiser in mind, back in 2023 at World Youth Day. Now he's got 2.6 million followers and he tours the world. Here's like a vibe of his set.
Oh my God.
It's like, so good.
But this isn't in church. Like.
No.
But it is giving me church vibes.
I know what
maybe just because I know. It's kind of giving me like the scary bit of like Hunchback of Notre Dame when like all the flames.
Every young person would be in church if it sounded like
if
that.
If they turned the mass like, into a rave. You get the young people in.
Not, it doesn't have to be a rave, but just get rid of the, you know what I mean?
But did you see
the damaged organ in the background?
Did you see that other guy separate from this who went viral for like having the guitar cover of?
I'll have that in a sec. It's very, very popular at the moment.
It is.
But he was talking kind of about watching people on the dance floor and how he finds it inspiring, how like everyone from every walk of life comes together and dances, and how that should be more of a message, you know, for all of us.
You have different religions. If it's possible, it's people of different faiths, clothes, dancing together. Why not? We cannot live like this, directed in war. It's a beautiful image for the world.
And get one word of that.
Did you not?
Not one word.
I think he said something about dancing being beautiful.
He said something about Jesus.
He said that when you look to the dance floor, you see respect, you see something that's so beautiful. If this is possible for people from different races, different clothes, everyone looking different, dancing together, why can't we live like this in the world?
A good man you are, Father.
Have to bring you one more clip of a set because this is my favourite.
This is deadly.
It's fast.
That is so cool.
He's my new favourite person to follow on Instagram. And finally, Fiona, you just mentioned him. Yeah, this guy called Paul Luby, Irish guy, is out in Perth.
Yeah.
Gigs a lot. And only the other day, as you said, he went very viral online. He took a classic, as you say, church song, Dave, from Mass or whatever, and treaded it up. And like you said, Fee, it's gone totally viral. Songs go, that's my favourite. I love about
it's
Here I Am, Lord.
I feel
one.
So uncomfortable.
Why?
Because I feel like the priest listens to that and be like, blasphemy. Horrible. Turn it off.
And what? We're allowed to worship in our own way.
No, we're not. We are told exactly how to worship, and you're told these are the most depressing songs in the world, and you will learn them by heart.
Come on, Dave. This is the way to worship.
That's the best.
Get yourself to church to see Padre. That's what I say. Here's Louis Tomlinson. And after 8:30 this morning, it is Thursday. Dave will take on the girly quiz. Going to get back to winning ways after his first loss of 2026 last week.
And if you'd like to do it for me, then just come into studio. The address is Marconi House, Diggs Lane, Dublin 2.
That would be fun someday. We should have strangers in the studio. For now that we are all getting to know each other a little bit better because we're looking back on our 2016 images. We have jumped on the trend. You've probably seen like so many dark smoky eyes and like dark eyebrows and choker necklaces all over your Instagram this week because everyone is just harking back to 2016.
It's funny, isn't it? Because in every other year when, you know, a new year arrives, I don't remember it being so much of a thing. Like,
yeah.
I don't think there was like a 2015 thing.
Not at all.
I wonder though, like the older we get, I wonder, are we just turning so old? Like, are the 20-year-olds looking at us post photos from 2016 going, God, them millennials are so old and so embarrassing.
I don't
know,
like
maybe boomers on Facebook.
I don't know, because the hashtag 2016 has 1.7 million posts on it under it on TikTok. Mm. And like TikTok's for the youth. So
the youth.
I feel like they're probably...
They're all just
but they probably did it 3 months ago.
Yeah, maybe. And I think it's because as well, like 2016, I think a lot of people signify that year as like the beginning of the end. It's like when everything started going downhill. Like
great year, 2016.
Yeah, depending
what
on...
What do you mean? What went downhill?
Whatever way you look at things, like Trump got in.
Oh yeah.
Brexit went through. All these things.
Everyone died.
We were talking
about...
Sorry,
for context, I mean a load of celebrities died.
Celebrities. David Bowie, George Michael, Alan Rickman. So sad. Pete Burns, you spin me right round, baby. Carrie Fisher, loads. Muhammad Ali died. I took that one particularly hard myself. But yeah, so people are harking back. I think it's because it's the first year that people feel comfortable sharing the pictures of themselves. Because everyone actually looked pretty good in 2016. To be honest, like we had kind of figured out how to do our makeup and like, I mean, not me judging by the pictures that have been shared. You can check them out on Instagram now. Official Spin 1038. We've made the grid.
I was mad for a filter, obviously, back in the day. But a filter. A filter that puts random things in your head.
I'm obsessed with yours.
I have a plant coming out of my head.
Of course. As was tradition at the time.
Do you know what? Yours, Emma, is given... you just got a new laptop and you're using the webcam.
Oh my God,
laptop.
I love those. I used to have so many like albums of that on Facebook. And
Dave looks like he just got arrested and his photos looks his mugshot.
I do look like it
really
is a mugshot.
You really do.
A lot of people messaged me. And they were like, oh my God, you look like you've been arrested or you're missing.
You do,
By the way, our head of HR messaged me and she said, it looks like you've gone missing.
The missing person has a tight fade, but it's longer on top.
What did she say? She says,
I think out of the three of us, the person who looks the most changed is Dave.
Definitely. Like, you really grew into that head. Like, I mean, it's mad how different you look.
I go back on photos sometimes just to show Pippa and she's like, I used to be so skinny. And she's like, yeah, I know, I hate it.
Yeah, no, it's good now. I think you look like you're in pain. Producer Callum wouldn't share one picture of me. I was in 2016, because it was the 1916 centenary, like 100-year commemoration. I was in like a short film about 1916. And producer Callum was asking us to send pictures of like us in 2016. And there's this picture of me like dressed up as like someone in Come On The Man, like holding a weapon, as was tradition for the women to do. But that didn't make the grid, unfortunately. But just know that's what I was at.
I think he asked AI to remove the weapon and it just didn't look right then.
Maybe we'll pop it on the story. But yeah, no, it didn't look right without what you need holding it all together. But yeah, I love the parents who are like, can't show any pictures of like their 10-year-old kids to them because like the kid just like has a dog filter on it or like has like riddled in emojis.
Was that when it kind of was huge, but the Snapchat filters were huge?
Yeah.
The dog is for 2016. What a year, lads.
It was so
But do you know what's
good.
Worse? If you look at that photo on Official Spin 103 of my mugshot, or what looks like a mugshot, I was so proud of that picture. I was like, I posted that. That was on my Tinder.
What?
That was on my Tinder.
You literally look like...
Sorry.
If you want to visit me, my visiting jail hour.
Yeah, literally.
I thought I looked deadly.
In what context was the picture taken?
Because I'm doing the Zoolander. I'm doing the kind of...
Not really.
I am. I'm doing a little bit of a pout.
Please let us know.
I have the ears pierced. The hair's looking, you know, fresh for what was the style at the time.
I can't stop looking at this photo of Dave.
You look like a lost boy.
You look like a lost boy who's 4 years old.
Please let us know on 0877 11103. Would you have swiped right on Dave?
Does anyone fancy me?
Sad child.
Do let us know. 0877 11103.
Sad skinny child.
Feed him. Here's the picture and spin.
Jaded eyes along the border.
Kingfisher and Hold Me Down on Spin with Emma, Dave and Fiona. We were just talking about 2016 and the big trend on Instagram of people sharing photos from back then 10 years ago.
Fiona's just shared to her story the picture of me. Will you meet 2016 Mr. David Hammond?
Will you meet me, mate? Will you meet me?
It looks like a mugshot. But Lucy, who works here at Spin, she loves getting a dig in. Mm. She said, I was 16 in 2016 and I feel old. So I can only imagine how you feel.
What good is that doing to anyone, Lucy? Shut up.
10 in 2016. So Lucy was born in what year? I'm really bad at maths.
2000.
Was she?
Oh, 10.
She was 16.
She was 16 in 2016.
She was born in 2000.
My God. She didn't even see the Millennium Fireworks.
She was 10 in 2016. That would mean she's only 20.
She is rife now for Leonardo DiCaprio. Watch out for him, Lucy.
Dublin travel with Just Eat. No time for breakfast? Get yourself sorted on Just Eat.
Did you see that? Was it Nikki Glaser
oh
on the Golden Globes
so
going mad at Leo DiCaprio only dating like 25-year-olds. And
really
she was
funny.
Like, sorry, I know that's a low blow, but I don't know anything else about you.
And her cancelled lines, one of them was like, Leonardo DiCaprio always looks like he's squinting. He's trying to read his girlfriend's ID. So good.
Really, really funny. He actually took that really well.
He did, in fairness.
What else can you do?
Yeah.
Honestly.
Listen, it's going to be a gorgeous day. Sunny spells in the afternoon and highs of 7 degrees.
Ooh.
Now, just gone 7:30. Let's see what the story is on Dublin's roads. Alex.
Well, it spins fully charged, recharged.
It's Dave and Fiona. You're listening to Spin. Hello. And after some delays, Love Island All-Stars will start tonight. And obviously, we're all going to be watching back in our boy, Jack Keating, who works here at Spin. If you want to catch up on all the chats we have with Jack before he headed for South Africa, you can do on our podcast. It's called Fully Charged, Recharged. I'm really looking forward to seeing it tonight.
Yeah,
come on,
very
Jack.
Exciting.
I'm actually excited to see him. I hope, really, really hope he lasts longer. Well, there's no way he couldn't. Like, he surely has to
we
last
We know longer. He'll last yeah. longer because we believe in you, Jack.
Listen, best of luck, Jack Keating. I know you are all probably listening to Spin 103 right now in the villa.
Of course, they gather together around the fire pit every morning.
My girlfriend's dad got me a voucher for a golf lesson.
That's Ooh. Kind. For Christmas.
For Christmas.
Is Ooh. It kind? Or is it like you're crap at golf?
No, apparently. So I said this to my housemate. I was just like, well, like, I am crap at golf and I'm just starting off in golf.
Yeah.
So I do need a lesson. But apparently people who have been playing golf for years and years and years still get lessons.
Oh, really?
Because there's always something to learn.
Okay. My friend...
Incorrect.
My friend's partner is a golf pro and yeah, like he does lessons with really advanced people
really?
All the time as well. Yeah,
it's never, so interesting.
It never ends.
Yeah.
There's always room for improvement.
There is.
Always. But so I arrive at the golf, the driving range because it's not on a course, it's on the driving range.
Mm.
And I'm like, all right, I have a voucher for a lesson with this person I already booked in. They're like, yeah, he'll be down in a sec. But you need to buy your balls for the lesson.
Yeah.
I was like, but I have a voucher. She was like, yeah, you need to buy your balls. She was like, a medium would be fine. It was 13 quid for medium balls. And I was like, I have a voucher though.
That's crap.
It's like going to a restaurant being like, I have a voucher. And they'd be like, yeah, but
buy
you have to pay
cutlery.
For the plates.
Yeah.
Now, when medium balls, sorry, are they medium... medium portion?
A medium portion.
So a medium amount of balls.
A medium amount
How many
of balls?
Would be in a medium amount of balls?
I want to say maybe about 60.
60
what?
Balls?
Yeah.
And did 60? She just look at you and say, yeah, I'm going to say 60
Probably
balls.
More.
Because over Christmas, Jack and then my brother-in-law and then my friend's boyfriend, they all went off golfing one morning down in Dungarvan. And
Lovely.
My friend's fella was running around the shops trying to find golf balls beforehand, apparently. Had real stress, couldn't find any, so was panicking because he only had 11 balls to go out with. And
Whoa.
I was like, that's loads of balls.
Well, like you would, it's different balls for like a driving range than you would, like I wouldn't have 60 balls going to play a round of golf like.
Right.
You'd have 60 balls because you're just playing with yourself.
Oh yeah,
in
or
the
you're driving you're just hitting it back. Yeah,
exactly.
Yeah,
that makes sense.
So anyway, I was like, oh, okay, grand. So I've been thinking, I was like, that's weird. I have a voucher, but you know, whatever. So I went.
Did I mention the voucher?
Did I mention the voucher? I don't think you heard about the voucher part. Anyway, so I went and got down, went down to the bay and started hitting some balls. Your man came over and I had my clubs there and I have a bag. The bag of clubs that I have is my girlfriend's dad's old clubs.
Okay.
So like he just gave me loads of clubs and stuff. Really, like they're old enough and the bag is old enough, but I was buzzing because I was like, I don't have to pay for a bag or I don't have to pay for clubs or whatever. And he came over and he looked at the clubs and went, oh God. And then he just looked at me and he goes, so you don't play golf at all? And I was like,
what?
I was like, what do you mean? He's like, you have no clubs. He was like, you don't even have any irons. And I was like, I have a pitching wedge from the 70s, but I still have one. I have two.
That's rude.
Two drivers.
Yeah, I don't like that at all.
I think golf people though are a little bit kind of uppity, aren't they? They're a little bit, they're very sure of themselves.
In their chain outs.
I hate that.
So he's like, you don't play golf at all. And I was like, no. And
I'm here for the bloody lesson.
Yeah, so he was like, so this is your first lesson. I was like, yeah. He was like, I was like, I've never been on a course. He was like, oh, right. Oh, okay. And I could see he was a bit deflated because he was like, oh, God, I'm starting from the basics with this fella. I'm like, sorry, that's why I'm getting the lesson.
Oh,
I felt like the in-betweeners, you know, when you get in the car and he's like, just drive the car. Or who was it? It's not in-betweeners, but it's like, just drive the car. It's like, oh, peep show. And he's like, I don't know how to drive a car. So anyway, he goes, right, just hit a ball there and let's see where you are. I've been at the driving range for a couple of months now, so I've been doing my own thing and learning through other people, learning through my mates, learning through TikTok and stuff. I can hit a ball. Yeah. I can hit a ball quite well. So I hit the ball and he went, oh, Jesus. And I was like, and he didn't say anything after that. So I was like, is that what? I was good, bad. He was like, no, really good. And I was like, oh, thank God. I've kind of got myself a little bit back. And then he just started teaching me about like the grip and he started teaching me about the stance and things like that. And then I do all of those things and the ball would completely miss hit and go like 100 miles to the right or 100 miles to the left.
Or maybe you've uncovered a new system.
Yeah, but I was like, but the way I was doing it was great.
Fine. That's what I mean. That's your new system.
I feel like every golfer would realise that or would know that when you have, not that I'm a golfer in any way, shape or form.
You are a golfer.
You're a golfer.
You're a golfer now.
But when you get a lesson and they're telling you to do a certain way, a little bit different, you're like, my way's better.
Yeah.
My way is just better.
It's so hard to unlearn. Like, you know.
Yeah, because you're obviously you have bad habits and things like that.
Yeah, it's like the first time when you're on a driving lesson and they're like, okay, now when you stop, put it into neutral and you're like, I will never do that.
So then he's like, so he's teaching me with his own 7-iron, right, which is the golf club, and then he's just like, you can have that. And I was like, what do you mean? He was like, you don't have any clubs, you can just have that.
That's kind.
So I was like,
I don't like this guy.
He gave me a 7-iron. I was buzzing. Buzzing.
I don't know how I feel about him.
I really didn't mind paying for the medium balls then.
Well, yeah,
because I got a free club.
How much would that be going
probably
for?
Probably 60 quid, like, or something.
For God's sake.
Yeah, it was great. So I really enjoyed it. And,
did you?
Yeah, I really did.
Sounds like you're bullied.
No, like you have to start somewhere.
It sounds like you didn't know how to play golf.
Have I told it wrong? What way do I sound bullied?
You told it right, but the guy is just like, someone went to a golf lesson and the golf teacher was like, you want to learn about golf?
You're crap.
Say it. It's weird.
Are you okay after that?
I really loved it.
Okay. Here's Mumford & Sons and Hosier. Dave, you're shy.
Yeah. When you can't. 103.8 Dublin.
This is Emma, Dave and Fiona in the morning. Your number one hit music station.
Hello, how are you?
Hey, I'm good. What's going on?
Gang's all here and girly quiz on the show after 8:30 this morning. As I just ran up there to pour myself my second...
A cup of ambition.
cup of green tea this morning.
Oh.
I said to myself...
a cup of depression.
I said to myself, when did I start liking this?
Do you like it?
I think it's lovely. Yeah, it's
really,
genuinely, really nice. There's no penance here
green
at all.
Green tea.
It's lovely.
When I drink green tea, I feel like it's taking nutrition away from my body.
Why?
Like it just awful. It feels like it's like sucking every. It
sucking
feels like
the life
I know
out
it's good for you, but like I just I feel like it's giving me
it's
nothing.
Like, it's like that Earl Grey stuff as well. You know that like?
Oh yeah, I've actually never really had that.
Do you know the one you drink before, like chamomile and
yeah,
stuff?
Yeah,
like,
yeah, all the
really?
Herbals.
Awful.
But that's the way I used to feel when I had a sip of it, and then you drink it so much, you get so used to it,
you
and now I love
yourself.
It.
Yeah. Maybe. Oh, yeah, I like the misery.
Do you ever sometimes though look at something that you're eating going, when did I get into this? This yeah. is a bit much for me now. Especially you, Dave, you eat all sorts these days. Your palate has increased vastly.
Lads, I have never in my life been healthier.
Go on.
Look at my skin.
You're glowing.
Look at my ripped bod.
Wow.
I won't show you that because it's fat. But
what did you have for dinner last night?
For dinner last night, I had 2 chicken breasts, bowl of peas and some waffle fries.
Can I ask a question? Ooh. Do you put the peas in a bowl because you don't want them touching the rest
yep.
of your food?
Yep, that's exactly what I do. And then for lunch, I had 5 fish fingers and a bowl of mixed veg.
I love the way it's always the bowl. It's always from the freezer, isn't it?
Yeah.
Which actually, to be fair, hey, no judgment.
Exactly. Yeah, good. It could be way worse.
It could.
5 fish fingers and a bowl of veg.
Protein, bro.
Slay.
I'm in the gym.
On your number one hit music station.
Emma, Dave and Fiona.
Sounds like spin.
Sounds like spin.
Tricky, tricky, tricky.
All right, here we go. Second last chance to get top of the leaderboard this morning. It's Paulie who wants to give it a lash and take the fuzzy charge snooty home tomorrow. Ooh. Hello.
How's it going?
What's the crack? Now, you're a big girly quiz, or you're a big Tricky 10 fan. Yourself and the kids will be listening in the mornings.
We listen every morning. I always answer dog questions.
How do you get on, yeah. Paulie?
I usually do well enough, but a bit nervous now. I'm not gonna lie.
What age are your kids? Are they at the very judgy age?
7 and 8, and then I have 14-year-old.
So. Oh, the 14-year-old probably thinks this is so cringe.
she'd be embarrassed.
You're obviously on school drop off then each morning, are you?
Yeah, we're gonna drop the kids off school and then I'll be off to work.
Very good. What do you do, Paulie?
Just working in the warehouse driving a forklift there.
Sorry there now.
Hey.
You're all right. I hope you're in for a lecture here, Paulie.
You're in trouble.
Paulie, let's just get one thing straight. You don't just work in a warehouse, okay?
Ah, yes.
Your name is Paulie, and you work in a warehouse, and you drive forklifts, and you get a bloody good job done.
I'm honestly
you
so jealous.
You operate that forklift like no one can.
Mm-hmm.
I used to work in a factory, Paulie, and there was a fella on the forklift, and I just watched him the whole time. I was so jealous.
Cool.
I was so jealous.
It's so cool.
That's not that exciting.
I beg to differ.
More confidence.
Try when you're packing on the lines. It'd much better be on a forklift.
Yeah.
All right, Paulie. The Tricky 10. How do you feel about it? You ready to play?
Yeah, I'm ready to go.
Okay.
Give it a bash.
I'm rooting for you so much. I want your 14-year-old to be like, that was good. We're about to put 55 seconds on the clock and Fiona's going to ask your 10 questions. Now, each answer is going to be a number between 1 and 10. That's not going to repeat, Paulie. We can only accept your first answer, though, so if you want to just take a little second before you give an answer, do. But again, you're obviously trying to rack up as many points as possible here. Give it a guess, definitely, if you don't know. If you top the leaderboard, you'll win the Fuzzy Charge Snooty tomorrow. And at the moment, it's Jess who's top. She scored 7 in 55 seconds on Monday. But sure, we know. You can do it.
Mm-hmm. We believe in you, Paulie.
Yeah, let's go.
Okay, are you ready?
Yeah, ready
good
to go.
Good luck, Paulie. We're rooting for you. 3, 2, 1, start the clock. Michael Owen is famous for wearing what number shirt when he played for Liverpool?
Number 9.
How many zeros are there in the number 1 million?
6.
Cod liver oil is high in what omega?
3.
Everybody Loves Raymond ran for how many seasons?
7.
If a band was a quintet, how many people would make up that band?
5.
What world war started in September 1939?
World War II.
How many studio albums has Ariana Grande released?
4.
The 3 Arena and the IFSC are in which Dublin postal district?
1.
How many films are there in the 28 Days Later franchise?
8.
Manchester United has how many Premier League wins this season?
Oh, Jesus. 8.
Go on, Paulie.
How'd you think you did, sir?
I know I got a few of them, but I was a bit dodgy on some of them there.
I know.
Wasn't too sure on some of them.
That's the nature of it. That's the nature of it, Paulie. But let's have a look.
I wish we could do a specific Tricky 10 where you come on and pick your category.
Yeah, that'd be good. Mastermind.
Sport was so your thing there, wasn't it?
It was good. All right, Paulie, let's see how you got on.
0, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6.
Woo!
Well done,
Paulie. Not bad. Now, I was
not too bad. I wouldn't like him to get the 7 to match it up. But
I know, absolutely fair.
I think that there was some really tricky questions, and I think the questions you got wrong were the hard ones.
Yeah.
There's no way I would have gotten half of the ones you got right. Michael Owen is famous for wearing what number shirt when he played for Liverpool? You said 9. The answer was actually 10. I wouldn't have got that. Everyone loves Raymond ran for how many seasons? You said 7. The answer was 9. I wouldn't have got that. How many studio albums has Ariana Grande released? You said 4. The answer was 7. I wouldn't have got that.
I can't believe she's released 7 albums. Yeah, that's a lot.
Been around a while, I suppose.
How many films are there in the 28 Days Later franchise? You said 5. The answer was 4. Then being 28 Days, 28 Weeks, 28 Years and 28 Days, the Bone Temple or whatever that new one is. I'm not entirely sure. I do not know the franchise. So 6 out of 10, not bad at all, Polly.
Yeah, not bad.
I hope you're proud of that one. You should be, because they were
tough. Was all right. Who watches Everybody Loves Raymond?
Exactly. Yeah. Anyway. That's what I was thinking when I saw that question.
Who the hell supports Liverpool?
Yeah.
Oh, I should have known that. I'm a big football fan. I should have got that one.
Who do you support, Polly?
I'm an Arsenal fan.
Lucky you.
Okay, well, let's
lucky
get some Arsenal questions on there.
Polly, have a great day. Thanks for playing.
Thank you.
Well done.
Thank you. Have a good one.
Bye.
Final Tricky 10 of the week tomorrow, and we'll figure out who's getting one of the final Fuzzy Charge Snooties.
Is it Monday's player still on top of the leaderboard? That's nuts. Monday seems like always a good time to play.
I know. Interesting, isn't it? Okay, this is something we've never done on the show before, but we want you to decide what we're going to discuss at around this time tomorrow. Yes. All right?
Usually we have Callum decide, but we don't want him to decide this.
So basically, naturally, we are very much aware that people are usually eating at this time or on the road at this time. And I'm not going to lie, sometimes we all have like disgusting chats. Fiona once told me about a WhatsApp conversation she has with a friend where they go into quite a lot of detail about what passes through their body.
Well, we send each other pictures of it.
Which really surprised me.
Yeah.
Of your...
movements. Bowel movement.
Oh my God, that is awful.
Yeah.
Well, it's just to check in with each other.
That's not, you don't need to be that close with anyone.
Well,
not
I am.
I'm not even that close.
And I'm proud.
I'm not even that close to my doctor. I did have someone once tell me that they are not allowed to listen to our show in work because their boss said it was too gross.
Oh, that's,
really?
Well, that's brilliant.
It's not always gross.
Yeah, it's got a bit of class the odd time.
But tomorrow it will be.
Tomorrow it will be gross, yeah. And here's the thing. We do try to limit the grossness on the show. But the other day, off the air, and I don't want to tell this full story because it's going to ruin it in case that my idea for tomorrow's show wins. But essentially, Callum and I, for a reason I don't want to explain, got chatting about whether we do or do not eat our own scabs.
Oh. Now,
I'm sorry.
That sentence is way worse than actually eating the scabs.
Yeah, I know, it's when you say the quiet
when you
part
say
out
that,
loud.
It's like, oh God, gross, but I totally do.
Yeah.
Well, there you go.
Exactly. So this conversation happened between Callum and I said, I would really like to bring this to the show and ask people to be really honest and answer the question, do you eat your scabs? Yeah. Then Dave and Fiona piped up saying, if we're doing gross, I have something for gross.
Yeah.
So if you would like to talk about scabs tomorrow, I need... the most votes in order to make that happen. So if you want to talk about eating scabs on tomorrow's show, message us the word scab in a WhatsApp right now, please. Get behind me, Emma.
Don't vote yet. You haven't heard the rest of ours.
Scab in a WhatsApp, please, to 087-711-103. David Hammond, what's your pitch?
My pitch is dog poo.
Ah, okay.
That's what I want to talk about tomorrow. I have a story for you that I think you're going to go, Dave. good old Dave. Huh? Mm. What's he like? Huh?
What is he like indeed?
So that is my pitch. I will not tell you the story unless if you want to hear it, you must vote. That is dog poo in a WhatsApp to 087-711-103.
And my pitch is relating to eye gunk, specifically dog eye gunk. Mm. You want to hear more about that? Well, you can't unless you put gunk in a WhatsApp to 087-711-103.
Fantastic word.
Gunk.
Gunk is
fun. I think I'll win on that.
No,
alone.
You can't. You can't just vote for the favourite word you like. You have to vote for what you think the most fun's going to be to talk about tomorrow.
Yeah.
Up, scabs. Come on.
Come on,
in a WhatsApp,
gunk.
Please. Scab.
Pull it into the lead.
Scab.
It's dog poo. We got scab. We're coming up the back.
Winner takes all here. You're calling what happens on tomorrow's version of Fully Charged. First time ever you are making the decision on what we're going to talk about for a part of tomorrow's show. We all have kind of ideas and they're all kind of gross of things we want to ask you about tomorrow. And obviously, we don't want to overdo it too much with the grossness. So I have a story about eating scabs, and I want to know about people and if they eat their scabs. Mm. And so basically, if you want to hear more about that, you are sending in the word scab in a WhatsApp.
I have a story about dog poo that I would like to tell you and maybe get your advice on. But if you don't want to hear that, then hey, vote for Emma and Fiona. But we all know it would be a party if you voted for me. So dog poo in a WhatsApp to 087 711 103.
And I want to know about eye gunk, specifically your dog's eye gunk, and do you feed it to them? And I was asking you to text gunk in a WhatsApp to 087 711 103.
Two dog things, and I wasn't a part of it today, which was interesting. No. It must go to the phones on this. Hello, Roisin.
Hello.
Roisin, good morning. It's morning, Emma, Roisin. Dave and Fiona.
Hello, Roisin.
I would like you to, I'd like to thank you for messaging the word scab in a WhatsApp to 087 711 103. What is it that intrigues you about the scab story?
I don't know. I just think it's something different.
Do you know what? Fine. I always like to bring unique ideas to the
whatever.
Show.
Compared to those eye gunk
stories. Because you hear loads about the dogs and all.
You hear loads about the dogs and all.
Wow.
Wow.
Wow, Roisin.
Okay, you've lost at your own game, Dave.
Roisin, noted. Thank you very much.
Thanks,
thank
Roisin. Have a great day. Bye.
Okay, right. We need to kind of get the results on this. How are we looking, producer Callum?
Okay. We got a message in from Niamh there saying, I don't think any of these should be on the show tomorrow. And we've already heard the dog gunk story.
Hey,
poor dog.
I wanted to go into more detail about it and find out if more people do it. And what level of gunk, into how crusty does it have to be? Come on, Niamh.
I can reveal on tomorrow morning's show.
You are crusty.
I know.
After 8:30, we are going to be talking about scab!
Yay! A scabby Friday.
Scabs.
Scabs.
Scabs. Look, any of them would have been worthy winners. And
it's true.
I was just happy to be nominated.
True.
It's an honour to be here.
This was a tough category.
Really tough category.
It's all about the scabs on tomorrow morning's version of Fully Charged. It's a girly quiz. Makeup and hair's interior.
How will Dave do? Will he need you? Come on, ladies, let's get quizzy.
Maybe for the very first time ever, you are listening in to Fully Charged in 2026. Well, welcome on in. Once a week, every Thursday, we do the girly quiz. And Dave, this all started back in 2022. Dave was living with loads of girls in his house at the time. He's got a girlfriend, working with two women, etc. We said, let's put him through his paces and try and teach him a thing or two. We did not think that 4 years later, we would still be playing the girly quiz.
I honestly can't believe it's still a thing. Like, if you were in a coma since 2022 and you just woke up, yeah, it's still a thing.
And even more probably miraculously, we still have three fresh questions to bring Dave week in, week out.
I don't understand.
Just mad.
How
women are
do
just
it?
We're just such a mystery.
Are you?
The pot is never ending.
You're evil is what I've learned.
Well, yeah, that too.
Listen, Dave has three questions to get through. He must get all correct to win the week, but he does have two lifelines to help him along the way. One is Fine Will Source, but one is where we need your help. It's his phone, a female, and this morning it's Celine.
Morning, morning. Celine, how are you? Now, Celine, this is very important, so listen up now. What is your area of expertise when it comes to women, comes to females? Is it health, beauty, body parts? Mm-hmm. What are your thoughts?
Probably beauty.
Beauty. Very good. Amazing,
I think,
Celine.
You also have kids in the car with you, so you're a mom as well?
I am, yeah.
Okay, cool.
Okay. That is helpful to know.
So you know stuff in that area.
Thank you very much. I'm sure I will need you some point over the next, what feels like 4 hours, but is actually only about 7 minutes.
All right, Celine, you hang on there. Thank you so much. And just to say as well, if there's kids in the car this morning, just bear in mind, this one I don't think is one of our safer ones.
It's not. It's a bit out there.
Yeah. So just keep your hand on the dial. You'll be fine for a while. But question three, parents, have given you a warning, okay? Let's kick this thing off.
All right. Mr. David Hammond.
Hello.
As he likes to be known. Question one on the girly quiz this week. And this one actually comes from The Chase. So shout out.
The Chase, great. Right. So you were giving me three answers.
No. I was watching The Chase over Christmas and I took a photo of this question. I said, well, use that one. Thanks.
I love that.
Who was The Chaser,
guys.
Can I ask?
I don't know their names, but it was a guy with the black hair.
Did he get it right?
Was he the Irish guy?
Is he Irish?
No,
with the curly
the
hair?
No.
Oh, the Beast.
Oh, the Beast, yeah.
Shout out to the Beast. Very, very
Mark.
Good.
Mark.
Okay. The effect of smudged mascara leaving dark marks under the eye is known as what?
The effect smudged mascara?
Yeah.
This is word for word taken from The Chase.
Okay.
So don't give out about
the question. And the contestant also got this question correct.
So when you when someone is wearing mascara and they cry, I think what people say is, instead of smudge, they say it's run. Your mascara has run.
Right.
That's what I'd imagine the answer is. I don't want to use this question. I don't want to use Celine for this question because I feel like it'd be a waste of Celine's talent.
Mm-hmm.
I think that I could get this on my own or with a 50-50. I think it's running mascara, but I don't have the...
Listen to the question again, if you don't mind, and this isn't me helping you in any way. I just would like you to listen to the whole question.
It's fair, yeah.
Do you know the way you always say in the Leave Insert, make sure you're answering the question that's been asked?
Exactly.
That's
and
what
have
I would
a good
say.
Read of it.
Good to
the
know
effect
that I'm wrong.
Of smudged mascara leaving dark marks under the eye is known as what?
So not necessarily that you're crying.
Okay, so it's not the actual act of the mascara running. It's what it leaves.
What it looks like afterwards.
Smoky under eye, potentially.
Okay.
Let's go with the 50-50. I actually could bring Celine in on this. Let's go with 50-50. I'll keep Celine.
I think you're playing well. I think that's a good choice. All right, entering simplify mode.
That used to be better, didn't it?
Sorry, yeah, I'm not very good at a lot of stuff. The effect of smudged mascara leaving dark marks under the eye is known as what? A, cat's eye, or B, panda eye?
Oh, no. No. Panda's eyes, are they black? Cat's eye I've heard of, but they're the things on the road. I actually don't know. This is a 50. This is like a full-blown 50-50. I've heard of cat's eye, so let's go with panda eye.
Final answer?
Final answer. Yes!
Oh,
how did I do that? Oh, my God. That was amazing.
Have you never heard of panda eyes?
Never in my entire life.
I was really worried he was going to go for cat's eye.
Really, Dave?
I really have never heard of panda eye in my entire life. Wow. I was like, it's cat's eye. But I was like, no.
That's just a different thing.
Somewhere up above reached down to me and said, go with panda.
Well done. All right, one for one.
Well done, Dave. No, I'm actually happy for you, Dave.
Yeah, me too. That would have really let me down.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right, here we go. Question number two. Footling, frank and complete are all types of what in pregnancy?
Oh, I was going to say hot dogs.
You do get packers.
Say again?
Footling, frank and complete are all types of what in pregnancy?
Cycles. Complete cycle? Like footling? Footling? I was going to say it sounds like a watch, but that's a Breitling, I think. Can I get them again? Footling?
Yeah. Frank?
Frank
and
honest coffee.
Yeah. And complete.
And complete.
Yeah.
Complete.
In pregnancy, what are the examples of?
Or footling. Oh, are they ways that the baby is sitting? Ways that, like, the baby is in the stomach and is like, he's giving Frank.
What would Frank look like?
I don't know. Frank's probably upside down or something. Right. And I'd say complete is like your A1. And then footling is the feet are coming first. So that would be upside down. Let's go with Celine. Celine has a baby. I'm hoping she knows what these three terms mean.
Welcome, Celine.
Hello, good morning. 30 seconds on the clock. Do you know what footling, frank and complete are when it comes to pregnancy?
Dave, I think you were right. I think it was the breeches.
The breeches?
Yeah.
So, like, ways that the baby is situated within the...
It's positions, yeah.
Positions. Okay, Celine, I haven't a clue, so I'm going to trust you on this. And it doesn't really matter, because I think you win anyway. all right, let's go with breeches. Different types of breeches. And if you won't accept that, then positions of the baby in the stomach.
Go on, lad!
Yeah!
Well done, Celine and Dave.
You have earned your dinner.
Two babies.
And yeah, we were only talking about all that this week on the show. Frank breech, that means that the baby's bum is the wrong way, facing down.
You did so well with that, Dave.
And footling?
The footling is basically one
feet
or both
first.
Of the baby's feet are downward. And then
I got that spot!
Yeah.
I was very shocked
at Dave
getting that.
Unbelievable.
Listen, Celine, you've won the 50 euro Just Eat voucher. You're a legend. Thank you so much.
Thanks, Celine.
Well done, Celine.
Thank you.
All the highs and lows in the girly quiz.
And it's complete, like it's grand.
Oh my god!
It's actually not. Complete's
oh, sorry.
Not good.
I just said yes. Sorry.
Complete's not good either. These are all kind of the wrong ways that they should be.
Arse down.
Fair.
Now,
anyway,
you're on your own for question three.
But you've used your lifelines well. All right, Dave. What could a woman do straight after intimacy to reduce the risk of a UTI?
Oh, damn it. Okay, so I know if you get a UTI, you, which, by the way, we learned last year, is urinary tract infection.
Very well good. Done, Dave.
Final answer.
But just after this. What could a woman do then at that point to avoid
UTI? Oh, I have the right answer. He has the right answer. The answer is pee.
Let's see.
Yeah! Yeah! Let's go!
Why am I happy God. For him this week?
Sometimes he just, it's the joy.
Is this my pregnancy hormones? I'm glad to see Dave win at this.
Well done!
Oh, come well on, that done. Is unbelievable.
They were like weird questions, like in a
really good questions.
Across a range of things, and you slayed.
Yeah, I think it was this that got you. You were like, oh.
It gave me time.
No, it gave you memory. Well done, Dave. Girl, congratulations in order for Dave if you missed it. He has won the girly quiz, and in fairness, his joy was contagious
it
this
was.
Morning.
It was.
I'm sorry, girls, but we're all a bit delighted for him.
Yeah, it's weird.
It's a good feeling,
what's
isn't
going
it?
On?
It's a good feeling. Do you know what? I'm lucky because I feel like Emma Nolan, you have some tells when it comes to the girly quiz. I kind of know if I'm going into a question wrong or right.
No.
If I'm wrong, you delay the answer. If I'm right, you give it to me straight away.
As in,
you
sorry,
hit the ding straight away.
Oh, right.
Always.
Ah. So if you get something right, I just straight away tell you, you're going
to
get
yeah,
that one
because
right.
you don't want me to talk myself out of it.
Right, interesting.
Do you remember when Fiona started and we put up the barrier between Fiona and Dave because Fiona would just hide behind the sheet?
No, it's all gameplay. Don't start doing that now.
I think maybe we're going to have to just put Dave in a room on his own to answer the important. Question.
But I think as well, like.
The things they have to do to keep us down, lads.
I'm on your side.
Are you?
If I ever repeat the question, do you know that you're wrong.
Yeah, yeah, no, straight away. It's like,
or as you did this week.
Just make
think
sure
to
read the question.
No, I kind of wanted to do that as well.
Because I'm like, you're getting focused on the first part of the question, yeah. You know, and if you had the question in front of you, do you know what we should do, lads? We should print the questions for Dave. Just the questions.
I think we did that before.
And like hand it to him one by one and then you can actually read the whole
That's
question.
Good. That's good.
And then I won't ever ask, have to ask you the question again.
That is true.
Then you'll be on your own.
Yeah.
Good luck to you.
No, let's do it to keep it the way.
Let's go! My David Fiona in the morning. Hello there. How's it going?
Hey.
Sorry, I was eating breakfast and I didn't swallow it quickly enough.
No, it's okay. We love that
you don't
want to
choke
now.
On your next Nesquik.
No, no, God
I nearly
forbid.
Did. Question for you: if I was to post a TikTok about golf, would you guys like it?
As in, would I enjoy it or would I support it by a physical like?
Well, I support it.
Is it you telling the story that you told earlier?
No, it's me. So what I've done right is I was obviously playing. I was doing my golf lesson yesterday.
Yeah.
And I took a video of me just hitting the ball afterwards for a while. Now, what I've done with that video, which was quite long, was probably like maybe a 4-minute video. That's boring because it's me going, ah, no. And I should, you know, me correcting my posture and all kind of
I like
crap.
That. I like that.
You've cut it down to just the bits where you looked good.
No, no. I've cut it down to just the bits where I'm hitting the ball. So there's no looking good. There is not one part of the video where I look good. But if I was to post it and maybe get on Golf Talk, would you guys support it? Would
of
you
course,
guys like
I'd even leave a comment.
Yeah. So if I, will I click? So the caption I'm thinking of going with is any golf tips on the go? Hashtag golf.
That's great.
Any golf tips on the go? Hashtag newbie, hashtag golf.
Hashtag newbie is good.
Yeah, I think newbie. That you get a lot more support there. Callum.
Hashtag hole in one.
Oh, very
why?
Good.
Hashtag four.
Hashtag four.
Hashtag birdie.
These are good.
Hashtag Rory McIlroy.
I don't want to do too many hashtags. I don't want to come off as weird. But hashtag newbie is perfect.
Hashtag let men go for walks.
yeah, great. So use it all support.
Oh, how about this?
At Mr. Hashtag, David Hammond on TikTok.
Wait, you're giving just a ruthless plug there. I've a good one for you.
It's not ruthless. It's ruthful. At Mr. David Hammond on TikTok.
You know the way like golf is like your golf clubs?
Yeah.
You could go hashtag joining the club.
Oh, you have to do that one
I
now.
Might give up golf.
Spin is your number one hit music station. Emma, Dave and Fiona. For movie fans, our game 1 second at the cinema coming on the show in the next 15 minutes or so. Your chance to get to the cinema yourself on us.
First though, Christmas sucks.
You're right.
Especially because you have to buy presents for other people.
Yeah.
And I'm glad it's over.
Uh-huh.
The worst thing about buying presents from other people or for other people is that sometimes they don't arrive. And this really sucks. Okay, so I ordered a projector from my brother for Christmas. It was an Amazon 50 quid projector.
Job done.
I ordered it on the 3rd of December. I was cutting it.
Time.
I thought it was, to be honest, I actually thought I was kind of cutting it close there. Okay. But I thought, grand, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Comes to Christmas week, still absolutely no sign of it whatsoever. And it just says, on the way, but running late. And I was like, right.
Right.
Okay. I texted my brother Sean. I said, hey, this won't arrive until after Christmas. On Christmas Eve, then it was just like, this isn't coming. Like the Amazon sent me a notification, this isn't coming. And I was like, all right, okay, grand.
Oh, so they actually told you it's
yeah,
it's
just not coming. But the thing still says on the way, we're running late. Even to this day, it says running late. What? So I was like, grand, I'll get a refund. I'll order another one. So I did that. I ordered it on the 22nd of December. Okay. I get a notification the next day saying, your package was delivered.
Oh, no.
On the 19th of December.
What?
So I ordered on the 22nd of December. Not Christmas Eve, sorry. So it was on the 22nd of December. I ordered on the 22nd of December and it said it had arrived on the 19th, which is amazing if you think about it. Amazon is able to go back in time. Yeah, yeah. I was able to get something before I'd even ordered it.
That's very impressive.
Incredible.
Amazon did a Hermione Granger.
They did.
Can I ask a question? Mm-hmm. Had you cancelled the order before the 19th of the previous one? You must have.
Yeah, I probably did, yeah.
Okay, so it's all just been a bit lost.
Yeah, it's been all over the place. So then I was like, right, this one must surely be on the way now. Do you know what I mean? Yeah. Again, it's going to come after thing, but maybe they just accidentally said it's delivered.
Yeah, yeah.
Right. And it's now what? The January 15th.
No
Still
sign.
Absolutely no sign. 5 days ago, there was no sign. I was getting a bit antsy. I was like, and I've heard absolutely nothing. So it's apparently a third party seller on Amazon.
Okay.
So I had to get on to them. Do they respond? Absolutely not.
Oh, of course, for God's sake.
Another couple of, like, I think 3 days I waited, text them again, absolutely nothing back.
Nah.
And Amazon wouldn't let me like talk to anyone. It was just like, here's a bot to talk to. And I was like, I don't want to talk to, I want to talk to a real person. I need a refund. I need, you know what I mean? Whatever. Finally got to talk to like something where it was just like, do you want a refund? It wasn't even a real person. I think it was still a bot, but I managed to get them to another page of where a bot
was. Asked the question you wanted.
Do you want a refund? Do you want a full refund? What's the reason? It hasn't arrived. It's but it's on the way. I don't want it anymore.
No.
Fine, we'll give you a refund. Here's my question for you this morning on 087-711-1038, and your voice notes would be extremely welcome, please, for some help. I'm going to get the 50 quid back.
Mm-hmm.
Can I just give that to Sean as his Christmas present?
The 50 quid?
I told him his present is on the way. Now I can probably tell him it's not on the way, because let's be real, I'm getting a refund. They're definitely not sending out the package.
No.
On the off chance, I might get two projectors, but I don't think I'm getting one projector.
No.
So can I just give him the 50 quid, or do I have to go and buy him something else?
Oh, God. Yeah. I don't know how people would feel about this. Some people would say, like, no, a present is a present. You need to give him his Christmas present. He's been waiting and waiting. He never got his present.
Yeah.
Then the other part of me is like, let him get what he wants for himself.
Yeah, like at this stage, I'm in two minds about it too.
The thought of having to go shopping for a Christmas present in January. Christmas sucks.
I mean, you could give him the fictional version of the projector, which Amazon says arrived on the 19th of December, and he can enjoy it as a figment of his imagination.
087-711-103. Can I give my brother the 50 quid for the present, or do I have to go and buy him a new present?
Does that just seem really, like, you know, not thoughtful?
Yeah.
You know, what do you think?
Get Happy January.
Get your voice notes over. 087-711-103. Here's Amble at Spin.
I'm talking about Christmas, because I bought my brother a present that did not arrive. Then I got a refund, so I said I'd buy him the same present. That also did not arrive, so I got a refund for that. At this point, can I just revolute on the money? Do I have to go and buy him a present? 087-711-103.
There's a couple of ways to look at this, because, like, I don't know, I don't think it's like gender specific. I'd love 50 quid right now, obviously, but at the same time, if you were that way inclined, you could get bang for your buck with your 50 quid with the sales on now.
Yeah,
so you get him a nice couple of bits, but you probably just don't want to face,
like,
the
hack of going around the shops.
Or I get the refund, do the exact same thing, keep going all the way till next Christmas.
Just sorry, keep buying, man, the projector.
Hasn't
again
arrived. I had to get another refund.
Yeah.
I mean, third time's a charm.
Yeah.
If you were looking and expecting a present, and then on the 15th of January, well after Christmas, just got landed Revolut, which obviously doesn't have much sentimental value, what would you do here? A couple of opinions in. Kieran was on saying, give him the 50 quid. He's male. I guarantee you, he doesn't care. But Sarah was in touch there as well. Just give him the 50. Simple as that. Just get it done. Jade, standing by. What do you think Dave should do here?
He should absolutely just revel in 50 quid.
All right.
Yeah. Yes, I like you, Jade. That's a good shout.
Would you not?
No cash, no nothing. Revel in 50 quid.
Don't even bother with going to the ATM. Just
you'd be
Revolutin 50.
You'd be okay with that, Jade?
Absolutely not.
Especially
that in January.
No. Exactly. I was going to say, in January, it's like an extra treat to just be gifted 50 quid.
I also will not be doing it in
of
January.
Of course it is.
I'd wait another 50
quid. I'd love 50 quid. You're probably still waiting on payday.
Who wouldn't? And would you add a little Christmas emoji to it? Or is the time gone?
Like, if you have a bit of time on your hands. But if not...
If you point to him a second to do a Christmas
emoji. Some people don't.
The story has developed there. I don't know if you caught that. Dave said he won't be revoluting him 50 quid until he gets paid at the end of the month.
Yeah, so it'll be February by the time he gets
At that point, would you be fuming to get the 50 quid? Would you rather a gift?
Yeah, poor brother.
You're in Valentine's
Don't worry
Day.
About him. He's not worried about you. Don't worry about him.
All right, Jade. Thanks, Emil.
Thanks, Jade.
Thanks, Jade.
Thanks so much.
God.
Bye.
Talk to you later. This just in from Sarah. Dave, revolute him the 50 and send him the link to the projector. Maybe he'll have more luck with it.
Yeah, that's actually a good
idea.
That's a good idea. Here's what I tried to buy you twice.
Yeah.
Because it's the thought that counts. If people say that all the time, they want to mean it. You did think about getting it and you followed through. It just didn't work.
We're all broke in January. That's the way life is. When you got that refund from the projector, you said, Dave, happy days. That'll keep me going for a few days. It won't land as excitedly when everyone's paid.
Yeah,
that's the only difference.
He's gone to Japan for a couple of weeks as well, so I should probably just give him the 50 quid.
Yeah, he could do with it over there.
Happy days. Job done. That's off your desk now. Here's Chapel Run. This is the Subway. You're listening to Spin.
It spins fully charged, recharged.
We are in the throes of One Second at the Cinema, and I fear I made it a bit too easy this week. But isn't that okay sometimes?
Well, I don't know what it is still.
Yeah, true, actually.
The clip is this.
Keep smiling. Keep smiling.
No idea.
I feel like it's one of those, if you know, you know.
Yeah.
And if
you
don't, you know.
Great movie.
So good.
Shauna is standing by there. Hello.
Hello.
How are you?
Hi, Shauna.
How are you?
Good, how are you?
Good. Yeah, good. All right, you think you know what that 1 second is?
Let's have a listen.
Keep smiling.
What is it, Shauna?
Bridesmaids.
Bridesmaids.
Who would be saying that now? Who would be saying keep smiling?
Oh, I don't know the name of her now.
Fair enough. But you know her spirit and you know the joy she brings to many. Okay, all right, let's see if you're right.
Keep smiling, keep shining, knowing you can always count on me.
For sure.
For sure.
Woo!
That's what friends are for.
Okay, I've seen Bridesmaids, but not for a long time. What is
that?
That
is
going
Kristen Wiig and Rose Byrne singing for the attention of the bride.
It's at Maya Rudolph's engagement party.
Okay.
And it's like they keep trying to outspeech each other. And Rose does a speech, and then Kristen Wiig tries to come up and do a better speech. And like Rose
is
like,
into song.
It keeps going. Yeah.
It's so good. And then she eventually sings. And then they sing together and they keep saying dessert wine is out, and it's just the most iconic scene.
Shauna,
ever.
Congratulations. You are correct. You
well
have
done,
won
Shauna.
Yourself tickets to the IMC cinema of your choice.
I'm going to watch Bridesmaids tonight. Done. Thanks, Emil, Shauna.
Good luck,
bye.
Shauna.
Bye.
Thanks, Emil. Bye.
Bye-bye. Oh, I just literally there was having a quick look. It's not on Netflix.
Oh,
boom.
No. Just watch it by any means necessary, Emma, okay?
Yeah.
And you know what I mean when I say that. I could have done
Fiona,
so
I have no
many,
idea. What
you know. You could have done so many, so many times from Bridesmaids. I was thinking, do you know when it's like, this is my husband. You don't have a husband. Is this your husband? And it's the random guy and he's like, do you want to go for a walk later?
Chris O'Dowd is in that.
Yes.
Megan... No, she plays someone called Megan, doesn't she? It's Melissa McCarthy.
Oh my God, yeah. She's
her
like
in the street,
the
in the wedding dress. Like,
oh,
I
so
literal
good.
Tears. No, you're one, her on the toilet, oh God. Just
on
literal
the toilet.
Tears.
It's not in the bathroom,
it was in the sink.
In the sink. Yeah, in the sink, yeah.
Obviously the only thing I can see when I think of Bridesmaids is a scene on the plane.
Oh, you're
course.
Doing it. In the street, you're doing it.
check this out. It's time for Fiona's Final Thoughts.
Let's go. Hiya, how are you? I'm just going to talk for a couple of minutes here. It's going to be good. It's going to blow your
feet
mind.
Feet up, Em.
Feet up. Kick back. You can leave if you want. I just wanted to announce to the community, the online community of mine and beyond, that I have started watching Heated Rivalry. I know everyone is like, when are you going to start? Like, not to me personally, but everyone who has watched it is like, when are you going to start watching? Will you start watching? It'll change your life. Bless you, Dave.
Thank
was
you.
Having a little sneeze there. if you don't know, by some crazy phenomenon.
I don't know.
Do you actually have
not? I don't
know.
I've only heard of people talking about it, but
everyone
I don't know
has been talking about this that I've seen like online.
Yeah, but me and Emma are old, you know?
Yeah, and I'm very young. So you haven't heard of it at all?
No.
And you have heard, I've heard of it, but I don't know what it is. Okay, so basically, it's a show about two ice hockey players. Mm. One is Canadian and one is Russian. And they're from rival teams, but they're lovers. Ooh, and they're men. Fun. And it's gay and it's hot and it's smutty.
Oh, is this what Joanne McNally was talking about in her story last night? Where she said we are now all gay men.
She started watching it as well. Yeah.
Because they're just so hot and gorgeous.
Yeah, and apparently a load of like straight women are loving watching this because it takes out the painful experience of dating out of like watching a romance on telly. Mm. Like, do you know when you're watching a rom-com and it's a man and a woman and you're like thinking about your own experiences in dating and you're like, I'm so sad about that guy that I shifted in 2014. Whereas in this, you're like, this doesn't apply to my life at all. I can just enjoy the passionate love these two men share. Mm-hmm. I will say, I fell asleep quite early on.
Great, glowing review.
Now they had already gotten to a bit of getting hot and heavy. I think it happened about 20 minutes in, and I was kind of drifting. And I was like, the artists don't deserve this because they're really giving it their all.
Are they hour long episodes?
Maybe 50
is it on Netflix
or something?
It's on now.
It's where I go. In my corner of the world. and Sky it is as well.
I would say, because I always say like one of the best kind of gay TV shows I've ever watched was Queer as Folk.
Oh yes.
Have you ever watched it?
No.
It's absolutely brilliant.
But I did watch Living in Sin. Was it? It's, a,
it's
sin,
a Sin.
Which was the same.
Well.
The Ollie Alexander one.
Yeah. But this is a happy, this is a happy show. Yeah, this is a happy show and nothing bad is happening and they're just in love. And
that's
it's six
amazing.
Episodes.
Okay, great.
Would recommend.
So wait now, Bridesmaids I must watch tonight.
Yeah, and Heated Rivalry.
Heated Rivalry.
From 2011 to right now.
Oh
all
my
right,
God,
kids.
There's so many episodes, is there?
No, there's six. As in Bridesmaids was in 2011, gotcha. Heated Rivalry.
Covering the whole span.
You know what I mean?
Fiona, thanks for that. Appreciate it. Enjoy that FFT now, I have to say. You're on Spin. I know I have to say. Spin!